Hey y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by. My name is Connor Morganti, and I'm devoted to bringing you the best of all things money each and every week. Do you listen to other financial experts' advice and think, that just doesn't make any sense? And there has to be something different or maybe even better. Does your money situation keep you up at night? When you balance your checkbook or look at your 401k statement, do the words frustrating, overwhelming, intimidating, and challenging come to mind? Maybe you're a good little saver and pay all your bills, but want to know how to get to the next money level. Do you wonder why the rich keep getting richer? Join me each week to get your free money coaching, all while keeping the conversation real with straight talk and a little bit of humor. Because let's face it, I'm hilarious. If you've been searching for a helpful and heartfelt virtual learning opportunity without judgment, well, sister friend, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Southern Fried Business Podcast. The opinions and information in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Hey, y'all. Happy Tuesday. I'm back for another edition of Terminology Tuesday, where I break down money terms into easily digestible snacks to increase your knowledge and build your confidence. When financial people are using industry jargon, do you feel a little lost? Tune in each week and you'll be explaining market updates and translating money lingo to all your friends in no time. Today, we're chatting about NQDCs, or non-qualified deferred compensation plans. Don't say that three times. Very simply, a non-qualified deferred comp plan allows a service provider, which would be an employee, to earn wages, bonuses, or other compensation in 1 year, but receive the earnings and defer the income tax on them in a later year. Doing this provides income in the future, most often after you've left the workforce, and may reduce the tax payable on the income if the person is in a lower tax bracket when the deferred comp is received. So it's ideal for employees that max out their other retirement plans each year and are searching for other ways to plan and fund their phase two, which is what I like to call retirement, because if you didn't know, retirement technically means dead. So I'm going to use phase two. So if this is you, you should inquire with your employer and ask if this option is available. So if you're a business owner or HR professional, offering a non-qualified deferred comp plan to your employees is a great way to attract and retain talent. So I cannot even tell you all my notes, right, on this topic here, because there are lots and lots and lots of rules and strategies and checklists and things and hoops you have to jump through, whether you're an employee or an employer. There are too many to mention on our little snippets with Terminology Tuesday today. So I'm going to just touch on a few things. But again, guys, if you want any more information, just reach out. I can help you with a free consultation, no obligation. I would rather help you and you do it right than try to do it on your own and get in trouble, because getting in trouble with the IRS, and that's typically who you're going to get in trouble with this one, is not where you want to be. I mean, let's just face it. So there's lots of ways to set these up. But again, it is great if, as an employee, for an example, you are already fully funding your 401k plan or other retirement plan offered in your business. So this can be a great way to set up additional savings for your future, for that phase two. And the opportunities are unlimited. 401ks are meant to be restrictive on how much you can save per year, which is kind of silly if you think about it. But again, that's just my opinion. But this opportunity is a great way, especially if you are already maxing out your retirement plan at work and are looking for other ways to save money. You're not going to be imposed a lot of restrictions on how much you can save through this plan, but there are other big, big restrictions. So one of the big ones is if you're an employee and you participate in this type of plan, then odds are your employer is going to put on a non-compete clause. So if you want to retain full maximum benefits within this plan moving forward, even when you're not working for them anymore, then you will probably have a term in your contract that means you cannot go work for the competition or create a business that becomes a competition to the employer that you're leaving. Okay. The other big thing is, as an employee participating in this plan, it is irrevocable. What does irrevocable mean? You can't change your mind. Once you do it, that's it. And what I mean by do it is every year you are going to be asked to, as a participant in this plan, to commit what you're doing in the next year. So if you're saying, oh my gosh, it's 2019, everything's great, I'm going to say my ginormous bonus, because I'm so awesome, is going to be committed to this non-qualified deferred comp plan for 2020. And not knowing what we know now about 2020, kind of sucking for the first half of the year, you cannot change your mind. So as my daughter would say, if the poop hits the fan, maybe you're furloughed. Maybe my sister at her business, they warned her and they gave her plenty of warning, but she had to take a pay cut. So if that is you, you cannot change your mind. It's irrevocable. So that means in 2020, whatever bonus or that you earn or don't earn is going to go into this non-qualified deferred comp plan. As an employer, you have to abide by certain tax requirements. And if you don't, you're in big trouble. There's three. Number one, the plan is in writing. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this for you guys, for all my employees, and I'm so awesome, and the IRS is going to take your word for it. No, they will not. So the plan document must specify, at the time the amount is deferred, so at the time you're putting in your deferral, the amount to be paid, the payment schedule, and the triggering event that will result in payment. So basically it's outlining how, what, when, where, and why, okay? And here's where, and the third piece is that irrevocable decision. You cannot change your mind, and you have to make that commitment the year prior of the deposit. Okay. One of my most favorite, and I say this not lightly, favorite ways to wrap around your 401k plan with a business owner is to create one of these non-qualified deferred comp plans. And one type of NQDC is a SERP. I didn't say slurp, which is my favorite way to eat a Wendy's Frosty. I'm saying SERP, which stands for Supplemental Executive Retirement Plan. Why do I love a SERP? Because it is funded by insurance. Doesn't have to be, but it usually is. And the reason that I love that is now you've created a new way to save through a retirement plan that kind of chugs along. It's market independent. It just kind of goes up a little bit every year. It's amazing. A SERP requires its own Terminology Tuesday breakdown. So stay tuned for that coming up pretty soon. But I cannot tell you how much I love, 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 love. And I mean love, that option. So there's lots of advantages and disadvantages. There's always pros and cons. I don't care what type of investment product or strategy you choose in your life, but there's always a pro and there's always a con. So make sure that you know what those are. If you want to know more about these pros and cons, because they're quite significant, you need to reach out to me. You need to reach out to your financial professional, whoever that is in your life that you can rely on to give you accurate information. So the bottom line here, because I've gone on a little long, a non-qualified deferred comp plan can supplement or supplant, which means replace, a qualified retirement plan to create retirement savings for an employee on a tax advantage basis. It also can be used for independent contractors, corporate directors, and other non-staffers. However, the intended tax benefits are realized only if the plan conforms or abides by tax law requirements, and other restrictions can be onerous. What does onerous mean? That means horrible. So you just have to go by the rules here, guys, but it can be a great option. So let's touch back on the key takeaways here. So an NQDC is compensation that has been earned by an employee, but not yet received by the employer. The tax law requires the plan to be in writing. The plan document must specify the amount to be paid, the payment schedule, and the triggering event, like retirement, that will result in payment. And for the employee to make the irrevocable, not changing your mind, decision to defer that income before the year in which that income is earned. So you have to make the choice in 2019 for 2020. And the intended tax benefits of an NQDC plan are realized only if the plan conforms to tax law requirements. Whew. Talk about go get another cup of coffee, or maybe listen to this right before you meet somebody for happy hour. It is a little tricky dicky, but if you do it right, and it's easy to do it right because there are checklists. I have so many things to help you with this process to make sure that you do it the right way. Because if you do it the right way, it can be amazing, not only for you, but also for your employees. So want more info? Comment, send me a direct message, email me at hello@southernfriedbusiness, because I am always here to help you. See you next time. Thank you for joining me today on the Southern Fried Business Podcast, where I help women gain the confidence they need to take control of their checkbooks and live the life they once envisioned for themselves. Join me next week for another timely info drop that will help you level up. Ladies, it's time to fund your life.